Thank you. So wonderful to be back. Oh, sorry. Yes, so wonderful to be back with a show that asks the question, can listening to something make you dumber? I think the answer is yes. This show is like a cup of strong coffee. Bad for your heart and gives you the runs. Because let's be honest, this show has more people turning it off than a test of the emergency broadcast system. I mean, come on. This isn't a radio show. It's a train wreck with traffic updates. Thanks as always. You guys are a ton of laughs because I've seen your paychecks.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with
that. Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Ooh, you got some pie, huh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Good morning. What day is it?
It is National Catfish Day today.
It is National Catfish Day.
Catfish for you.
Am I getting catfished here?
You're about to get catfished.
She got catfished?
Yeah, that's right. We catfished you.
What are you talking about?
Fish.
Get out the fryer and cook up a good catfish dinner for the family.
Happy National Catfish Day.
It's showtime.
Where do they come up with this stuff?
There's a day for everything.
Where do they come up? Okay, so is it... Okay, what is catfishing? Okay, so I want to know the activity of catching catfish. No, the process of luring someone into a relationship by means of a fictional online persona.
Yeah.
So which one should we do?
Well, obviously that one.
The first one or the second
one? No, the second one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's more fun, right?
I guess. I don't know. We'll start a fake dating account.
No, I'm not saying we should do it, but we could certainly talk about it. I mean,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We won't do it.
No.
Okay.
Any more than we're going to go fish for catfish.
Well, we could do that in the James.
Well, I know. And they have big fat catfish in the James.
If this were April, the Lerpaloof spawns up the James River. Did you know that?
You do, and you'll clean it up.
Well, they do. No. And then they end up leaving.
What spawns?
The Lerpaloof.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a big trout that has a snout.
Is it like a muskie or?
It kind of looks like a pig nose, and little ears.
You know, I didn't come here to be insulted.
I wasn't planning on insulting you.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask you here to insult you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, hi there. It's the Mike Show.
It is.
So darned happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also on the Alexa device. There she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
You have to pay thousands of dollars.
No, you absolutely you pay nothing.
Is that right?
Nothing. You pay nothing. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will.
From England.
Yeah, you can get our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can find it on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and RSS.com and off of our website, Radio434.com. Really easy.
So, Mike, I should know this, but let's say I want to listen to today's program because I have company and I want them to hear some of it.
Yeah.
is the best way for me to do that to go on the podcast?
Well, if they want to listen to it live right now, you can go to...
Well, if they don't.
Well, if they want to listen on demand later on.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, they just simply go to the podcast, however they access it, whether they access it over the Alexa device. Whether they just go and search any of those different places.
And how soon will it be available on the podcast?
Around noon.
That soon?
Yeah, that soon.
All right, good, because I want them to be able to hear.
Okay. Or they could go on Facebook Live and on the Facebook at the Mike Show VA, and they can watch the segments pretty much almost immediately.
Okay.
Because that's live, too.
And we can, but if they're busy right now and can't watch it, live.
Right. Well,
they can go on the Facebook Live and look it up.
And they can go back. Yeah, they can just go to The Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces.
Yeah.
And they can scroll through each of the segment broadcasts that we
and
did.
And we have to look for whatever one you decide to name this one, which could be the catfishing one.
Well, each segment has its own video.
Right.
So, like, the show open has its own video, and then Top List has its own video, and Not Headline News has its own video, and Five Random Facts, and Audio Vault, and so on and so on and so on.
Well, that's what we'll do then.
Yeah. So you can do that, or just go to the podcast and the Mike Show VA, and then click on it, and it's that easy peasy.
And I should know that because I've been hanging out with you for like 3 years,
and we're available. Anything you want. We're available everywhere.
You wanna, we got.
Everywhere.
Well, good. Mm. I'm glad we cleared that up.
We did clear that up. And it's so happy that you... I got an itch. I got a tag right here.
Oh, man.
This tag. See it? See it? It's right there.
Oh, I do see it.
Do you?
That's annoying. Why did they do that?
See, they can't see it. This tag
I can
right
see it on
here.
The screen. Yeah.
There. There. There.
When you
see it,
go,
see it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right there.
When you go home, get the scissors and cut that thing out. You don't need it. You don't wash your clothes anyway. So just
do I offend?
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
Coming up on the program, of course, we got your five random facts. We got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got not headline news, the good news, all that.
Do we have a guest today?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
Who dat?
Who dat? Well, Mary Massey, the director of programs and education for Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, will be our guest.
That is fabulous. She's a wonderful person and a dear friend of mine.
Well, there you go. And so Mary's going to be joining us along with Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg.
That's beauteous.
So we recorded Test Drive Interviews. Episode number 69, as a matter of fact.
Man.
Yeah, we've been doing it that long.
Yeah, I was in one of them, but it was probably episode 15.
Probably. Well, maybe we'll have to get you back on for episode 70.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Yeah. Cammy Smith joined us from Centra Health. And she's talking about her podcast and so much more that is the Centra Health podcast. And we had a great time. We drove... Now, I am a petrol head, okay?
I don't know what that means.
I love gasoline engine vehicles.
Okay.
I have...
So you actually enjoy killing the planet?
No. Today's modern, efficient gasoline engines burn very, very clean. And
comparatively,
very, very little emissions are bad emissions these days. It's mostly steam. It's mostly water vapor. And some, you know, fluorocarbons and things like that.
Which sounds like an ingredient in your toothpaste, but it's not.
Well, the Amish on the morning program. Anyway, so I'm more of a petrol head, more of a gasoline engine kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we drove the all-new Honda Prologue, which is their big SUV, and it is all electric.
How was it?
100% electric. It has a ridiculous amount of horsepower.
Yeah, no, their electric vehicles can take off.
And right out of the gate, it was like pew. It was like it was instant acceleration. And it did not feel, drive, or sound like an electric vehicle. It felt like a gasoline engine vehicle.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did they tweak the exhaust so that it sounds like a car?
Not really. No. Most modern cars today, unless you want that sort of thing, they run quiet.
Yeah, they are pretty.
You know, they really do.
But they're louder than a normal EV.
Well, the CRVs and the Pilots,
the Prii,
they tend to run really, really smooth and quiet anyway.
Yeah.
And then some of them are a hybrid, so they'll run electric at lower speeds and they'll run gasoline at higher speeds.
Sure, sure.
So it's very, very. It was the point that I'm trying to make though on this particular vehicle was it might change my mind.
Wow.
On gasoline,
you heard it here first, folks.
Versus electric vehicles.
So you could become an electrohead.
I'll probably still love both.
Yeah.
But
well, you're not fickle. I mean, let's not say
no. Let's not.
No.
But I would definitely prefer the gasoline engine vehicle over the electric vehicle. But this one vehicle has changed my mind. Has started turning me towards liking that.
Towards the future, or actually the present?
Well, I mean, just liking that particular brand of vehicle. I think there's always going to be a place for gasoline engine vehicles, and the newer ones.
Yeah, it's called NASCAR. That's the place.
They're so much more efficient, and they run so clean.
No, they're great.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with them. Electric has its place too. We don't need to replace. We don't need to have one or the other. We can have both. Can't we have both?
Well, we do have both.
Yes.
I mean, and they're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also need to do more to save this planet, you know? I mean,
we sure do.
And we're moving in that direction, but it's slow, and you still have too many people that deny it and all that. We won't get into that, the politics of all that. But
yeah,
you're right. And the range, you know, it used to be the battery technology was what was holding them back.
Yeah.
But the range of these things, many of them have over 300-mile ranges.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
this means, one in particular has...
You know, you can drive to Philadelphia.
Correct. This one has more than a 300-mile range.
Yeah.
And one of the service managers at CMA's Honda of Lynchburg took one of these cross-country from Los Angeles to New York. No issues whatsoever.
Had no trouble finding charging stations.
Yeah. And in a very, very short period of time, they were able to charge, I think it was something like 10 minutes. They were able to charge for a range of like 70 miles.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
So in a pinch, you can...
In a pinch. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you don't have to stand there. You don't have to stand there for years and years and years charging the damn thing.
Well, and that's been the other knock is there aren't enough charging stations, which is maybe not true anymore.
Yeah.
Or it's getting certainly better. And the other is how long it takes to fully recharge.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's getting better. So,
yep.
I think there's an EV in both of our futures, depending on, you know, whether I live past next Tuesday or not.
I think you will.
Okay.
Let's knock wood.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up on today's program, we mentioned all that. We told everybody our guests.
Mary Massey from Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
And then I went off on a tangent about how cool this.
But it was it was an interesting tangent.
Which is
different than most of your tangents.
Most of my tangents, they really go nowhere.
They're usually tangential.
Or I'm just ranting or bitching about something that
usually
that,
you have a good fuss going on.
Yeah, I do. But I will tell you this. We saw rats.
Is that a movie or
no.
Is that a collection of
no, a collection a collection
rodents.
Of very large fat critters.
Where did you see them?
Back behind our building.
Huh.
All getting up in the garbage cans.
Well,
and
that's
It was disgusting. So we may or may not talk about this.
Well, it sounds really fun.
No, it was not.
It's too bad it's not National Rat Day. Mm-hmm. We could have a reason to talk about him.
We're going to talk about this. A woman divorced her husband for screwing jar lids on too tight.
Well, you know, he should have known better.
I guess.
Yeah.
So we've got that plus our top list, top other annoying little things husbands do that totally justify a divorce.
Well, that'll be fascinating.
That will be.
Then we can go catfishing.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! In honor of Ex-Spouse Day, Mattel is introducing Divorce Barbie. Divorce Barbie costs a whopping $995, but she comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, Ken's boat, all of Ken's furniture, plus one of Ken's friends. Divorce Barbie. She's worth every penny. Plus, Ken deserved it. He's a cheating bastard.
Anyway. Hi there. The Mike Show. So, this lady.
Lady. Hey, lady.
She wanted a divorce, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And most... You know, if you're
like
if you're
so going, many of her kind.
Well, but if you know, most generally accepted grounds for divorce, you know, are
the obvious stuff.
Yeah, adultery,
infidelity,
bigamy,
money,
desertion,
yeah,
criminal conviction, mental or physical abuse.
Yeah, all acceptable reasons.
Drug addiction, irreconcilable differences,
that's
which
a
is
big,
a big catch-all.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big garbage pail file 13.
That's like under other.
Yeah. But what about screwing the jar lids too tight?
That's a justified reason for divorce?
That's according to this. This woman online claims she filed for divorce, quote, because my husband over-tightens all the jar lids.
Well, is she fat?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just wondering why the guy would screw them on so tight. Maybe he was trying to help her out.
Let me see if we can find her. No, this is just this is just like a Reddit thing.
Okay, yeah, never mind. That was an inappropriate question.
Anyway, she says it may not seem like a big deal. It seems like no big deal. This is her words.
Yeah.
But if every jar in the house is over-tightened to the point where he needs to be there to open them, then it's so annoying when he isn't around and she can't get anything done. End quote. She did confront her husband about it many times.
I'm sorry, does her vacuum cleaner come in a jar? I mean, what do you mean she couldn't get anything done? She should be doing chores.
I would imagine in the cooking department or the eating department. But anyway, she confronted her husband about it many times, and she claims it would get better for a while before slowly becoming an issue again. If he wasn't home, she'd generally have to open a new jar of something just because she couldn't get their current jar open.
Wow. So I need sound effects for this because I could go with that.
Yeah. Or definitely this one applies.
Yeah. I think it should be legally required that she tell her next husband why she divorced her first husband. To give the guy a chance to run screaming.
The nail in the coffin for her was when she discovered that even the jars he would never have opened were over-tightened, meaning he was doing it on purpose and not just out of habit, according to this.
Sometimes jars are just hard to open, aren't they?
Yeah. And she was going crazy. She says she lost sleep over it, even had a breakdown where she vomited and felt like she was having a heart attack. One time when her husband was out of town, she had a neighbor come over, hey now, and unscrewed all the lids for her.
I bet he did.
Yeah. And even he couldn't get a couple of them open.
Yeah, so he had to hang out overnight.
Yeah. He even smashed a glass jar of figs just to get the figs open. Anyway, the woman claims
they make Fig Newtons, so you don't have to open a jar of figs.
The woman claims her husband was blindsided because there were literally no other issues. She says he suggested counseling, but she refused. Quote, there's no point. I just literally can't get past the damn jar lids, and he still won't even admit that he's doing it on purpose. He has given me no other choice. According to this,
you know, that's a couple that should stay married because nobody deserves either one of them.
Now, so somebody joked on Reddit, plot twist, the neighbor has been sneaking in to tighten the lids in a plot to break them up. Somebody else added, but even the plot twist was twisted on too tight. Hi-yo!
Hey-yo!
Yeah. So anyway, that brings us to our top list.
Great.
So this woman left her husband for screwing lids on jars too tight. Yeah. Not only
are her lid is screwed on a little tight.
Not only are we on board with this, we thought of some other not so trivial reasons wives should buy a one-way ticket to Splitsville. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top other annoying little things husbands do that totally justify a divorce.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one, wave the tissue in your face after they kill the spider.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tease the cat. Try to grow a mustache when they can't. Top other annoying little things husbands do that totally justify a divorce.
All right.
Forget to adjust the mirrors after driving your car.
Wow.
Tab hates when I drive her car.
Because the mirrors are whacked. You don't adjust them back. Okay. Well, I can't adjust them back because I don't know how she has them.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing. And this has nothing to do with screwing jar lids too tight. We're the same height. Okay, Tab and I are the same height. Her legs are longer than mine.
Yeah,
okay?
She's got some wheels on her.
But she sits up on I'm not kidding.
Like
you.
With the back of the seat sort of upright?
The whole seat is shifted up and the back is like 90
and
degree
so you
angle.
Can't even get in the
no,
car.
No, she's like this on the wheel when she's driving. I kid you not.
That's weird.
And so when I try and get in the car, well, first off, I've got a little bit of a bulbous belly. It's you know, my pendulum swings into the car.
You're starting to knock everything off the desk.
I know, with my belly. And so I'm trying to get in the car, and I'm doing this.
You know how you fix that?
Hmm.
Start screwing the lids on jars tighter.
or get my own damn car.
Yeah, that.
All right, where were we?
Somewhere.
It's our top list today.
Yeah.
Top other after annoying little things husbands do to totally justify a divorce. Return the empty Brita to the refrigerator. Tab also does that.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I'm the one that refills the Brita every single time. She leaves this tiny little bit of water droplets in the bottom of the Brita.
Condensation.
Yeah.
I'm rich. You're not.
What, over the Brita?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'm rich. You're not.
Leave dark suds in the sink after working on the car. These are top other annoying little things husbands do that totally justify a divorce. Where's the thing? There we go. Never use a coaster on the table you inherited from Nana. Mm. Top other annoying
never
little things.
Never use a coaster when you set your glass on Nana.
Oh, yeah. Top other annoying little things that husbands do to totally justify a divorce. Put his arm around your son after you scold him and say, "It's okay, buddy. At least I still love you."
Nice.
and top other things, little things, annoying little things husbands do that totally justify a divorce. Impregnate the maid.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, annoying.
Maybe that one was not so little.
Yeah,
Arnold.
That's not, yeah. Neither's the maid.
Arnold.
All right,
coming up.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yep. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to do five randoms before too long, I guess.
We got news and not headline news. We got five random facts. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the law offices of... No, I'm just kidding. It's Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. A yacht-sized asteroid is approaching Earth, but it still won't make you fear for the future of this planet like Thursday night's debate. 37% of ChatGPT answers are untrustworthy, but I got that statistic from ChatGPT, so it may not be trustworthy. Elon Musk had another child. This means he's surpassed Brad Pitt, tied Alec Baldwin, and is only 4,000 kids behind Nick Cannon. And Hooters shut about 40 locations. Ironically, they went bust. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm taking a look at the water bearer statue at the Bluff Walk in downtown Lynchburg. Very nice. Very hot, too, as well. At least the day. So happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition of the program. All right. If you are looking for bathing suits for the kids, there's a warning about this, and it made the rounds last summer, too. But it does bear repeating. If you're shopping for a new bathing suit for the kids, steer clear of these colors. Light blue and light green.
Here, let me get a sound effect to emphasize.
Steer clear, light blue or light green. It's even more important with kids' bathing suits. A company called Alive Solutions did two studies in a lake and a swimming pool, and those two colors were the hardest to see in the water. White was bad, too. It matters because it means they're harder to see when you're trying to keep an eye on your kids, and they're the hardest for lifeguards to see. They tested 14 different colors. Neons, obviously, were the best. The easiest colors to see in the pool were neon pink, neon orange. For lakes or the ocean, neon orange ranked high again, but neon pink wasn't so great. So if you're buying your kid a new suit, bright orange, I guess, is the good overall choice. What else? Oh, we were talking about vacations. And there's something called destination dupes, okay? A new report says that people are fighting rising costs by researching so-called vacation dupes. These are basically finding something similar, but it's cheaper, even if it's not quite as luxurious. So maybe your idea of a waterfront vacation in Bora Bora could be subbed out for one in San Diego. Or San Diego. It means a whale's... Never mind. Actually, you may even need to sub that one out and replace that with Myrtle Beach. Or dupe that and sub in Cleveland. Lake Erie is nice this time of year. You know. Anyway, in a poll, 61% of Americans say they'd be interested in a dupe, but not everybody would broadcast it. 28% of people say they wouldn't reveal that they were doing the light version of another destination. So actually saying the beach without revealing which beach, or saying that you're heading to the tropics and not mentioning that it's actually Venezuela. I don't know. Here are some examples. Virgin Islands instead of the Bahamas both sound very, very nice to me. Belfast instead of London or Liverpool. Memphis instead of Nashville. These are kind of extreme. Napa instead of Tuscany in Italy. But I heard that you can still get something. I can't get anything there? There's nothing open in Tuscany. Nothing. I can't get anything in Tuscany. The whole place. Nothing. Okay, fine. Western Colorado instead of Iceland. What is this? Newport, Rhode Island instead of Nice. Or is that Nice, France? And Leavenworth, Washington instead of Bavaria, Germany. This is ridiculous. That's just silly. All right. Coming up, we have, we have facts, and we're going to share them with you. There's five of them. So these are five totally random. They have nothing to do with one another facts. And we're going to get that to you in just mere momentitos. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Wisconsin is the only state in the country and the only place outside of Switzerland where you can become a master cheesemaker. It's also the only U.S. state that requires a license to make cheese. Number two, the world's deepest underwater cave is in the Czech Republic. It's at least 1,704 feet deep. That's as far as anyone's been able to go, and they still haven't found the bottom. Number three, Dennis Wilson was the only member of the Beach Boys who actually surfed. Number four. I learned this from Unfrosted, Jerry Seinfeld's movie about the Pop-Tarts. Where is it? Here we go. Kellogg ripped off the idea for Pop-Tarts from Post. According to this, Post announced they were going to be making a pastry for your toaster called Country Squares. So Kellogg's quickly developed their own version and got them out first in 1964. And then number five, the average human body is about 97.9 degrees, not 98.6. We got the number 98.6 from a German study in 1868 that used less accurate thermometers than we have today. The average body temperature is also dropping by about 0.05 degrees every decade. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random. Yep. The Mike Show. Tuesday. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That means we've got Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy
Hanukkah.
Did I get every major milestone in your life so
I
far?
I really enjoy the summer solstice.
Okay. I'm sure you do.
And the strawberry moon was fabulous. Yeah. So.
Okay. Happy those things, too. Happy hiking day.
Thanks.
All the things.
All the things.
Yeah. So Megan is with us. Mm-hmm. And each and every Tuesday, she brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Mm-hmm. Who'd you bring?
Oh, my goodness. You're in for a treat.
I know.
We have Mary Massey with the Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. They have so many things happening out there. you would not. And it's not even out there. It's right here.
Yeah, it is.
It's right here. It's just not where we are in right this moment. But it's very close. It's very close to us, and I'm very excited about all the things. And there's so many ways to volunteer right now. So I'll turn it over to Mary.
We've got so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. And Bill brought up a really, really important question: is Thomas Jefferson real? and how important is Thomas Jefferson? Anyway, so we don't want to blow the ending of 1776
That's
either.
Right.
No spoilers. But you've got a lot of stuff going on. Talk about Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest just in generalities, and talk about what you do, and then we'll go into all the events and things you have.
Sure. So thank you so much for having
Absolutely.
Me this morning. I'm excited to be here. Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest is Jefferson's retreat home and plantation located in Bedford County, Virginia. Although our address now is Lynchburg, which is a little confusing for people. Mm-hmm. Huh. When Jefferson inherited the property in 1773, it was almost 5,000 acres of land. And as time has gone on and counties have divided, we now technically have land in Campbell County, Bedford County, and the city of Lynchburg.
Huh.
So it's technically his Bedford County plantation, because that's where the house actually sits, but our entrance is in Lynchburg, so that can be a little confusing to folks.
That's interesting.
But we're open for tours 7 days a week. You can come tour Jefferson's retreat home. It's one of only two homes he designed and had built for himself.
Nice.
So you can tour the main level of the house where Jefferson actually lived. We've got a ton of self-guided exhibits on the property. We're in the middle of a huge restoration project on our 1857 slave dwelling, which is the only intact slave quarter on the property, which we're really, really excited about. So there's a ton to see and do just on a normal, everyday basis at Poplar Forest. You can come tour the house, see an active archaeology dig, talk to the archaeologist. So there's a ton going on.
So great.
And a lot of people ask, you know, why did he build it where he built it? And it's a simple answer. The Hamptons is too long a horseback ride.
That's exactly right.
He put it in Bedford County.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, it's true.
Very, very peaceful.
Now, Bill should know he was in 1776.
I was John Hancock.
Grubbing food off of people.
I was years ago in the 90s, I played John Adams in a different production of
That's
it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but anyway, their production's fabulous.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about the upcoming events, and I'm gonna click on 1776 the musical. There it is, boom. And we had the folks, a number of the folks come in on one of our Theatre Thursday shows. But from your perspective, Mary, tell us about 1776 the musical.
So 1776 the musical is a show about the writing and signing of the Declaration of Independence, and what better place to do it than at one of Thomas Jefferson's houses.
Yeah.
It's a really special event. I personally really love it, just because I'm a theater nerd as well as being a big history nut. But it's just really cool to see all of these people from the community kind of come together to bring this really important historical story to light. And it's funny. It's serious.
The music's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a really, really cool experience.
And it's about half men and half women usually. Mm-hmm. So you have a bunch of women playing men's parts.
We do.
But it's beautifully done.
Yeah, and we've always done that. I know there was a big Broadway production a couple years ago, and that was their big shtick, was that women were playing all of the roles. But we've been doing that since almost the first year, I think, just the nature of community theater and the fact that the show is ginormous. There are just so many people in the show. But
I just love, I love the setting, like going there and watching, and you're thinking, gosh, I can't believe I'm here. I live here.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
the beautiful setting, the mountains, it's very peaceful. And to be able to bring a picnic and move about and not, you know, take your lawn chair, it just feels very, very relaxed and an enjoyable summer event.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we encourage people to bring in outside food. You can come early and picnic. I mean, we have people start to arrive at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. The show's at 7:30. People are welcome to do that. Bring a lawn chair, bring a picnic. We'll have alcoholic beverages and snacks for sale at concessions through intermission. So there's just a ton of opportunity to hang out and just have a really unique experience.
I saw your adult ticket price is $17.76.
Yes.
That's so cute.
I got it. The problem with that, though, is that we can never, ever raise it.
Yeah.
Well, when is the next opportunity to see 1776 the musical?
So 1776 opens this Thursday,
okay.
and we'll play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And then if it rains, which hopefully it won't, we do have a rain date of Sunday scheduled on the books.
Okay. So plenty of opportunities, and folks can visit your website to purchase tickets.
Yep.
Can they purchase at Poplar Forest?
Yes, you can, and you can purchase them at the door the evening of the show as well.
Okay. All right. And I would assume, although maybe not correctly, I would assume that there's plenty of room.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you won't run out of tickets.
No, that is true.
All right.
It can be a game day decision.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good assumption.
Play day decision.
Yeah. So that's 1776 the musical. Now, what else is up next at Poplar Forest?
Yeah, so 1776 is really the start or the kickoff to our Independence Day celebration. So we always do that performance the weekend before the 4th of July. And then on July 4th itself, we do a big kind of colonial fair. It's a daytime event. It's from 10 to 4. But we have a ton of different historical interpreters, tradesmen. I think we'll have a petting zoo this year. Lots of things, family-friendly activities. We want lots of kids to come. And then we will do a reading of the Declaration of Independence at 1:30. So you actually get to hear the document itself on the 4th of July.
And is that read by someone who does an impression of Thomas Jefferson and is dressed in character? Mm-hmm. That's a really neat thing.
Yeah.
And who's going to play that character?
This year for the 4th of July, it's an actor named Bo Robbins. And he did it for us last year, too. And he is phenomenal.
Is he a local very good guy or is he from
No, he's from, I think, the Charlottesville area. I may be wrong on that, but yeah.
We went last year as a family and really enjoyed. There was brick making and these sticks that you throw the hoops.
Yeah, Game of Graces is
where you
that's
catch
called
the thing. Yeah, it was fun. And then all the it's just the archaeology is so neat to be able to come up close to.
Yeah, and we'll have all of that going on this year too. Colonial games, the brick making, archaeology, tours of the house will be available as well, so people can still see the house if they want to. There's a discounted rate for all of that as well. So we really want July 4th to be very, very family friendly. People to come in and it not be cost prohibitive. So I think it's $12 for people 16 and over, and anyone 15 and under is free. So it's a good, relatively cheap way to really spend the day on the 4th.
And it's such a beautiful setting, as we've all mentioned, and so close right here. So much history right in our own, literally, backyard. It's so cool. You can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in either 1776 Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest Independence Day Celebration. You'll find it wherever you type that in. Or you can go to your website directly, which is
www.poplarforest.org.
All right. So for the Independence Day celebrations and 1776, do you need volunteers?
Yes.
Okay.
Short answer, yes, always.
So you can learn about that on the Share platform as well, and you can even volunteer through the Share platform.
Yes. And they have the Face the Forest race coming up where they need set up volunteers and the running, you know, if you're in the running community or you're not, you can be part of that event as well. So they just have a big need for volunteers, which we'll be featuring in our Thursday newsletter this week, which reaches 1,000 people across the community. And we'll put that on our website and in our blog. So we're just trying to make sure and help magnify the needs of all of our nonprofits and particularly them right now with the extra hands that they need to pull off these events.
Absolutely. Well, Mary, tell us about the Face the Forest 5K.
Yeah, so this is a big obstacle course run that goes through the woods, the hills, really most or a lot of the property of Poplar Forest that you don't really get to see or experience on a normal tour. So we started this event, I think, a little over 10 years ago. And last year was the first year we did it without a partner. So we did it all by ourselves, which was a unique challenge. But it's a cool way for people to experience the property in a completely different way. So there's, I think, about 13 different obstacles. It's a 5K in length. And so people get to come out and do sort of like a miniature, not as hard Spartan race at Poplar Forest.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This is really neat. And you can learn more, again, if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org or go directly to Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest
What's
website.
What's the date for that?
Yeah. That's August 16th, I believe.
Okay, great.
Again, plenty of volunteer opportunities, so get on Share and sign up. Megan, let's talk about Share.
Yeah. We had a great lunch and learn last week at Jones Memorial Library, and Pier Street Gateway presented as well. We had 23... of our nonprofit partners come. It was a great turnout, and it was really great to see the archives of Jones Memorial Library and hear a little about the amazing work that they do. It's incredible. And the one thing I picked up was that if you want to research genealogy with ancestry.com, you can just go there and utilize all the software within the facility without having to pay for anything. So if you're looking for resources or research about your own you know, genealogy or anything, just go, they'll help you. And it's just really neat. They have so much great information there. But we also just, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation just announced 86 grant recipients for our spring grant cycle.
Wow.
And that's $575,000 being distributed to a variety of nonprofits. So if you follow our GLCF social, you'll see many of those nonprofits sharing how they're using those funds right now and planning to use those funds. It's just really, it's just like Christmas in June for us to be able to do that. And then we had a press conference last week where Roads to Recovery received their $100,000 Century Fund check, new facility on Fifth Street where they're going to be using as a detox facility. And it's just so needed in our community. We don't have anything like it in the greater Lynchburg region. And they're just very grateful. And it's going to help them finish the furnishings and restructuring the space, and it should be open hopefully by the end of the year.
That is mm-hmm. tremendous.
Make sure you leave Mike the address for that, Mike, that whole detox thing.
I will.
Be good for you.
Thanks.
It's great. It's really amazing. This, and there's it's such a committed, Roads to Recovery has such a committed staff of individuals and volunteers that really transforms lives.
And I tease Mike, but that's mm-hmm. not a laughing matter. It's really not. Shame on me mm-hmm. for doing that. But
shame on you, Bill.
Roads to Recovery is a terrific organization, and none of that is to be joked about, honestly. And I'm sorry I did that.
You're fine, Bill.
Thank
fine.
You.
We'll give you a pass okay. on this one.
All right.
You can learn more, again, by visiting Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation's website. It's lynchburgfoundation.org. Go to their social media as well. See all the great posts about all the great work that they're doing. And learn, again, how you can volunteer or get involved. Get involved at the board level for many of these organizations. 176 nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. represented on SHARE and growing.
Mm-hmm. And we should expect a few more next week, and we have close to 100 ways to volunteer.
Wow.
And we're just working this summer with our wonderful interns to grow that number of volunteer opportunities. So we're hoping to get, you know, well above 100 volunteer opportunities for you to pick from.
That's tremendous. Mm-hmm. All at sharegreaterlynchburg.org each and every Tuesday.
That's right.
We learn a little bit more about what's going on in the nonprofit world. If you are part of a nonprofit and you're not utilizing the SHARE platform, you should be. It's free. You can just get in contact with SHARE. They'll help you set up a page. It is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for volunteer opportunities, looking for a nonprofit that kind of fits, mm-hmm. you know, your mm-hmm. your life. I guess, and your beliefs, and you can find it right there on Share Greater Lynchburg. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Lord. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with SHARE Greater Lynchburg. SHARE is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the restaurant world was shocked yesterday when Hooters announced their closing 40 locations around the country. It's a sad day indeed for many, but not as sad as the hundreds of Hooters girls out of a job. Here's one that would like to make a formal goodbye.
Hi, y'all. I just want to say, as one of the many Hooters girls who was told that they're closing down our restaurant, we're shocked to hear the news. On behalf of me, Savannah, Sierra, Sahara, Sienna, Cheyenne, and Tahoe, We're going to miss all you loyal customers who came in for hot wings and hot chicks. I guess it's time for us to hang up the extremely outdated orange hot pants and my t-shirt with an owl on it, along with the name of the restaurant and city I was always proud to represent, Hooters Gainesville. Well, maybe I'll see y'all at my next job, probably Twin Peaks or the Tilted Kilt. Take care, y'all, and remember my motto, the bigger the the bigger the tips. At least when I hit my 60s, I can start working at Saggy Sal's.
Oh, my.
They make a great tuna melt.
Let's go to viral videos. Today is Global Beatles Day, and here's why. On this date, in 1967, the Beatles did a BBC show called Our World and performed All You Need Is Love. On the very first multinational satellite production broadcast live across the world. Now, back then, that was a big deal. John Lennon wrote it specifically for the broadcast. He kept the chorus simple, so even people who didn't speak, you know, great English would get the message. You can hear him and their producer, George Martin, at the end of this as they worked on the backing track. Here, listen.
This is Steve Race in the Beatles recording studio in London, where the latest Beatle record is at this moment being built up. With some friends in to help the atmosphere, this is quite an occasion.
Okay, Richard, that'll do. You can kill it.
Right. Oh, that's very good. Thank you, John. That's fine. I think that will do for the vocal backing very nicely. We'll get the musicians in now.
This is so cool. 400 million people on five continents watched them perform the song 2 weeks before it was officially released. Now, Mick Jagger is sitting among many others on the floor during the performance. John and Paul ad-lib past Beatles song references yesterday, and She Loves You, yeah, during the end of the song as well. Okay, another viral video. Here's a life lesson. If a bear is around you, give others a heads up before they walk in on the situation. We found this viral video of a bear that wandered into a concession stand at an amusement park in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, last Thursday. Everyone was laughing because they were on the other side of the counter and the bear couldn't get them. But then a clueless employee walks in the back door and she comes face to face with it.
Go!
I got nothing for you, buddy.
Oh, look at him, he's drooling. He's all about this gumbo.
A little spicy for him.
Hey, no.
Are you okay?
Ooh.
Did he get you?
No, but she got burned on her arm.
Oh, my. All right, so the employee comes in. The bear swipes at her. She didn't get hurt, but she did drop a big hot pot of something, possibly gumbo. Me oh my oh. Anyway. Most people pick their watermelons by using the knocking method, you know. But there's no science behind it. The best way to find a ripe watermelon is to look for a yellowish spot underneath. It's called the field spot. Here, listen.
This is the hollow knocking test. This one's the hollowest.
Okay, so if the... Here, where's the music? There we go. So if the spot is light green or white, then it hasn't ripened. How about this? A man in California has been rescued after a three-hour hike back in back on June 11th. It led to him getting lost in the mountains for 10 days. Here's Lucas McClish talking about how he survived.
Each day I go up a canyon, down a canyon, to the next waterfall, and sit down by the waterfall and drink water out of my boot. I felt comfortable the whole time I was out there. I wasn't worried about it. I had a mountain lion that was following me. He kept his distance. I think it was just somebody watching over me. Just help, help, I'm over here, or I want a burrito and a taco bowl. That's what I thought about every day after the first 5 days when I started to like kind of realize that I might be over my head.
I'm hungry all of a sudden. Let's see. The newest world's ugliest dog is an 8-year-old Pekingese named Wild Thang. He has frizzy hair and a floppy tongue Here's the big announcement and his owner, Ann Lewis, talking about the win.
The world's ugliest dog is Wild Thing.
He got second 3 years in a row. First year, nothing.
Yeah.
So then 3 years in a row, he got second. And we're like, let's just go again because it's so much
Never
fun.
Bright,
if not, we'll go back the next year.
He was ugly enough this year.
Even ugly is beautiful.
Let's see. Are we going to? Oh, here we go. All right. Let's go to the sports. NHL. The Florida Panthers had won a 3-0 lead on the Edmonton Oilers, and the Oilers came all the way back to force last night's exciting game number 7. The Panthers held on to win at home 2-1. Here's the final call.
Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go.
Now, this is the team's first championship in the 30 years of having the team. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's Global Beatles Day, here's comedian Tig Notaro on respectfully taking credit for writing one of the Beatles songs.
I do love music, and I would constantly write down all the lyrics to every Beatles song, like put the record on, take the needle off, and write the lyrics down, put the needle back on, just every song, obsessed. And my grandmother ended up having Alzheimer's, and she collected anything that we touched growing up. And towards the end of her life, when I was an adult, she called me into her bedroom, and she pulled out this box. In this paper, she said, "You wrote this for me when you were little. And it was when I'm 64. And I had to sit there and take credit for a Lennon and McCartney tune." It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. You like that, huh? If so, I have a huge catalog of other songs I think you might like.
Oh, my. All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. All right. We're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in news, and then we've got a good news story for you as well. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Okay, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Never mess with a man on a tricycle with a machete. A man in Florida, Florida man, got into a fight with another guy early Sunday at the beach. Apparently, the fight was over a tricycle's headlights. The victim was riding a tricycle down the beach while using a flashlight as a headlight. The assailant didn't like the light shining in his face, and he started arguing with him. At one point, the attacker noticed that the victim had a machete in the basket of his trike. So he grabbed it and struck the victim with it. There was a struggle. The victim took the machete back, but cut his left hand in the process. He drove away on the tricycle, called 911, was eventually taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The police did bring a suspect in, but they didn't have enough to charge him. And then there's this. A 38-year-old man in Missouri was arrested after trying to have adult relations with a seat.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It was the seat on a Metrolink train. Yeah, a train seat. If he makes bond, D'Angelo Antoine? Covington will be banned from having any contact with the train. I mean, what can we say here?
All aboard! All aboard!
Thank you. A man in New Jersey got into a virtual argument with a gamer. He was a gamer, and he got into a virtual argument with another gamer. So he flew to Florida to attack the other gamer with a hammer. He's been arrested and charged with attempted murder. Here is Sheriff Bill Leeper talking about Edward Kang's arrest.
Particularly noteworthy is that it originated from an online altercation. The suspect flew from Newark, New Jersey to Florida, apparently to confront the victim in person. The victim's stepfather reported being awakened by screams for help. When he went to see what was going on, he found his stepson on the ground, struggling with the attacker who was in possession of a hammer. The victim and the stepfather managed to disarm Kang and restrain him until our deputies arrived on scene.
Good Lord. There's good news in the world, thank God. And we love to share this particular segment at this time because there is so much stupidity in the world. A group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins came up with a silencer for leaf blowers. It makes them 37% less loud. They've already signed a deal with Black & Decker and expect them to be available to purchase within 2 years. Here are the students talking about their invention.
This challenge was an open-ended question. It was essentially, can you please reduce the noise of our leaf blower?
You hear them, and they're just traditionally very loud, very annoying.
The intensity of the high-pitched noise of the leaf blowers, the noise often travels long distances, and you can still hear it through walls. Our product makes the blower less noisy.
It ultimately dampens the sound as it leaves, but it keeps all that force still there, which is the beauty of it.
All right. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And you can purchase tickets to Hill City Slide. That is coming to downtown Lynchburg on Church Street, August 24th and 25th. If you visit hillcityslide.com, that'll take you to where you purchase tickets. You pick a time slot. You get your inner tube, and you can go as many times during your time slot. The slip and slide, the ultimate slip and slide, is about 700 feet long, and it will run from Washington Street down to 12th Street on Church Street. So get your tickets now, and the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. This is going to be a blast. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, meet me.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?